President Biden's first two speeches of 2022 have set the tone for the midterm election year. And as part of that, the White House was forced into cleanup duty after Mr. Biden's press conference remarks on at least two key issues last week. More from Jeff Mordock, White House correspondent at The Washington Times. Jeff, what have you noticed?
Well, the tone has gotten increasingly angry and combative. He set that tone with his first two speeches of 2022, the one on the Capitol riots, followed by the one a couple of days later in Atlanta on voting rights. Then he has a press conference with reporters for 2 hours, and he's combative and angry during that press conference. All this is part of a reset for the president, who has been much more staid, much more measured in his remarks.
All right. In part, it was said in your story that he may be kind of narrowly targeting the liberal wing of his party. How so, and why might he be doing that?
Well, he's going to be doing that because the liberal wing of his party is very disappointed. They wanted voting rights legislation. He can't get that done. They wanted Build Back Better. He couldn't get that done. Now he's talking about breaking it down into chunks and trying to get it passed shortly. They want to get rid of the filibuster. He hasn't been able to do that. And I think he's trying to reach out to progressives with these speeches to let them know he is one of them. He is trying because he needs their support. He can't have in 2024 and in the 2022 midterms, he cannot have the liberal wing of his party sit this out. If he does that, it's going to be a bloodbath for the Democrats.
All right. It already looks troublesome for Democrats in 2022. Does the president changing his tone help at all? I mean, should he not be the face of the party? Are there some in his own party questioning whether he should be the face?
There are some in his own party questioning whether or not he should be the face of his party. He's had a losing streak that's been pretty vicious. I mean, and we're talking their attempts to get inflation under control has not worked. Their attempts to get COVID under control has not worked. His agenda he has struggled to pass. And one of the things I find particularly interesting is if you look at his two biggest accomplishments, passing the COVID relief bill and his infrastructure bill, they were both along bipartisan issues. When it comes to the issues that are only really supported by the far left, he really can't seem to get those deals done. And it really hurts his reputation because he came in to the presidency bragging that he was a deal maker who has been in the Senate for almost 40 years and that he knew how to make deals and strike deals and could get things done. And that reputation has taken a tremendous, tremendous hit in the first year.
We're speaking with Jeff Mordock, White House correspondent at The Washington Times. How about some of the cleanup that the White House had to do after that recent press conference?
Well, and that raises a lot of issues about how successful this reboot is going to be when, as part of it, he gave a very wide-ranging press conference. One of the things that I think is very important here is he has given the fewest number of press conferences of any president in modern history. This was only his second formal press conference. By this point in his presidency, I believe Donald Trump had given 9, and I think President Obama had given 11 or 12. So 2 was an extraordinarily low number. And he has been really hit hard by myself and others in the Washington press, White House press corps, about his lack of accessibility to the media.
Well, I was watching it, and I partly cringed myself when I saw him say, all right, let's go another 20 minutes, when he looked at his watch, and I thought, that's probably not what his communication handlers were hoping for.
No, I am sure Jen Psaki probably gasped when he said that, because they've been very careful to try to hide him from the media and keep him away from the media, because gaffes are a problem. And one of the things about the White House communication staff is, and this question came up at the briefing, they are terrified of Republicans and people on conservative outlets raising the question of his mental capacity, raising questions of senility. They are terrified of that. And what I find so interesting is that they're hiding him, or they've been trying to hide him, keep him away from the press, and that has only fueled those allegations more.
Yeah.
And now they sent him out there, and they've now got to spend an entire day cleaning up what he said. And one of the things, I asked Jen Psaki this question at the press briefing yesterday, and I found her answer, really, she did not have an answer for this. President Biden, during the election, repeatedly hammered President Trump for his gaffes and his misstatements, saying the words of a president matter. And if that's President Biden's mantra, the words of the president matter, we've got to ask, why isn't he being more careful with his own words?
Thanks, Jeff. Jeff Murdoch, White House correspondent at The Washington Times.